Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Shirelles from the Wayback Machine. That's Shirelles or the Chopins. I always forget which one that is. Anyway, it's good music from the Wayback Machine. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, our good friend, one of our favorite people in the Brain Trust, and my favorite person, one of my favorite people in the planet. She's the president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out to learn more about market-based healthcare reform. Grace Marie, in light of the Supreme Court ruling last week, which basically let stand Obamacare as it is, we just gave us a good report on all the reasons why it really is a fraudulent policy right now. It's a fraudulent policy. There's nothing else you can call it, in my opinion. But regardless of that, it's the law of the land as it stands now, and there are implications for small businesses starting tomorrow. Tell us about it.
Well, we were talking about how the administration is using the platform of this law to basically pass lots of regulations that don't have authority in the law. Well, another one. Nowhere in the Affordable Care Act does it say that it can regulate how small businesses that help their workers by health insurance, how that could be done. But the administration has passed a regulation that takes effect on the 1st of July that says if a small business gets caught helping their workers buy insurance or pay medical bills, it can be fined $100 a day, $36,500 per employee, if you provide, let's say, a defined contribution. If you say, I'm going to add $3,000 to your pay, even if it's on an after-tax basis, mm-hmm. I'm adding $3,000 to your pay to purchase health insurance. I'm putting some money aside in an account on an after-tax basis. That is now illegal, and you
I think that's what we do. We don't buy insurance for our employees.
Yes.
We don't have a big enough company to do that, but we want to make sure they have it available. So for a tenured employees, once they qualify with time with us, we pay an amount of money every year to them to cover health care costs.
It is illegal. The Galen Institute does the same thing.
Wow.
I today write a letter to my
employees. We're going to be so
saying,
why would that be a bad thing?
Because they want this. Is
they want them to go to the exchange, don't they?
They don't think that that's adequate, Jim. They want everybody to have government-mandated
But the number we came up with, we did the research.
Yes.
Well, the number we came up with is enough for a person the age of our employees to go and get a policy.
Same here. It is now illegal.
I'm still confused.
Write a letter to your employees today saying that that amount of money is now part of their regular compensation. You can't. I mean, I'm not taking it back from them.
Right.
I'm just saying that the money that was part of the defined contribution in your after-tax pay for health insurance is now part of your regular compensation. It's no longer a defined contribution for health insurance.
Hmm.
And that if you don't send that letter, $100 a day, up to $36,500.
Probably per employee.
Per employee.
Yeah.
$100 a day per employee.
Wow.
And that's, as the NFIB has a release out about this, and that's 18 times more than the fine for not providing health insurance at all.
Yeah.
If you provide health insurance, if you're trying to do what you can as a small business, no, that doesn't. That doesn't satisfy Obamacare.
Hmm. You know what this makes me think of something else, Grace Marie. Talk about the cynical nature of this. I wrote an article recently about minimum wage, about the lie that I consider minimum wage to be. And what I said in the article was that, for at least for now, small business owners don't have to hire people to grow. If they want to go around a minimum wage increase, they can buy technology, whatever. based on what you're saying right now, it wouldn't surprise me if we don't see somebody saying, no, if you want to grow, if you're going to grow a certain percentage and you demonstrate that you've grown a certain percentage, you have to hire a certain number of people. You can't buy technology to go around it. You have to hire, you see what I mean? What's the difference?
That's exactly right.
There
is legislation in Congress that two members of Congress have introduced legislation that's awaiting action. I think that now that we're past the Supreme Court crisis, this is something that's very likely to rise to the top, because you can't do this to small businesses and basically say that if you get caught giving your workers additional pay to compensate them for purchasing health insurance or paying direct medical expenses, that we're going to fine you $100 a day for doing that?
Wow.
What kind of a country do we live in?
Well, Grace Marie,
this is a rule proposed and now taking effect tomorrow by the Obama administration. Nowhere in the authority...
Who's going to enforce it?
The IRS.
Yeah. Mm. You know, Grace Marie, there's so many things that this administration would like to do, but they as much chutzpah as they haven't had the chutzpah to do some of that. Now with these two rulings that they've gotten in the last couple of days, this is going to embolden them without any accountability over the last year and a half to do some. I predict that we're going to see some really strange things out of the Obama administration in the next year and a half. What do you think?
No question. And the Supreme Court is empowering them. The Supreme Court, the Chief Justice Roberts, by all reports, says that he's doing what he's doing to preserve the reputation of the court and not being political. Well, he is destroying the foundations of our country in the process.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hold on to that thought. Galen.org, GALEN.org is the website, folks. I encourage you to check it out and support the work that Grace Marie does. When we come back, I'm going to ask Grace Marie, what's the way forward look like with regard to health care in America? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.